Now, okay, I've never even shaved my face before, so perhaps I should have figured out this wouldn't be a quick or painless procedure. But the same inexperience that made me cocky also made me unskilled. And it hurts using an electric razor on your head hair. Every few seconds, the razor would either get jammed with hair and need to be cleaned out, or catch a chunk of hair and rip it out of my scalp. When I was about 3/4 of the way done with my gruesome task of charitable self-mutilation, my mother barged into the bathroom. "I heard a strange buzzing noise in here. What are you—" "Oh, Stephen!" "Surprise! I'm running away to become a Buddhist monk. You like to do?" "Stephen Richard Alper, what are you doing?" "I just told you, I'm—" "Stephen, shut up!" "Holy cow. Now there's something you don't hear every day at our house."
"You are going to tell me the truth right now. Do you understand me? I'm tired. We're all tired. We can't be putting up with any of your teenage—"
"I did this for Jeffrey, Mom. So he wouldn't have to be bald alone?"
"Oh, Stevie."
All of a sudden, Mom understood. I think she was probably even impressed. She stepped through the mounds of hair all over the bathroom tiles and put her arms around me for a long, long time. Then she pushed back from me, held me at arm's length, and turned me around like I was a side of beef and she was a chef sizing me up for a barbecue.
"Give me the razor. I'll finish this job. If I'm going to have 2 bald sons, at least they'll both be presentable-looking bald sons."
In the morning, I went down to breakfast with a baseball cap on. My whole family was already down there, which was not the norm, but my mom had rushed everyone down so I could make a grand entrance, and I had dragged my feet for the same reason. I poured myself a bowl of delightfully sugar-encrusted cereal and sat down at the table. I could tell from the look on my dad's face that he knew the deal and was dying to see my newly cleared scalp. Jeffrey had no clue, of course, and didn't even look up from his toaster pastry and juice. After a few minutes, during which the only sounds were our little mini-symphony of slurping and crunching, I guess my dad couldn't take the suspense anymore. He told me to
take off that hat at the table, young man.
So, just as Jeffrey looked up, there's nothing he enjoys more than watching me get a good lecture, I whipped off the cap. I wish you could have seen his face. It went from puzzlement to alarm to puzzlement, and then finally to a shy little grin.
"What do you think, Jeff?
I did it last night after you were in bed. You look so handsome this way, I thought I could get the Jeffrey look too. Do you think maybe now all the babes will love me the way they love you?" Jeffrey's smile got larger and larger until it was as big as Christmas. He jumped up and hugged me. Then he pushed away, looked at me appraisingly for a long time. When he finally switched off the X-ray eyes, he said very solemnly,
"I don't know, Stephen. You look okay, I guess. But it will take more than just a haircut to turn you into a handsome babe magnet like me.
Honestly, where does the child get this stuff?" At school, my plan was to do the hat trick again until some teacher made me take the cap off. That would have been a swell strategy, too, if it hadn't been the windiest day of the whole year. As I was standing at the bus stop with Renee, a massive gust whipped that sucker right off my head and down the sidewalk. I'm sure I have looked more suave at other moments than I did right then, running up the street in a crouch, trying to jump on the flying headgear while carrying all my books, my pate shining in the glare of the strong morning sun. I finally got the hat pinned under my foot and looked up in a momentary triumph, just as the bus pulled up. Well, at least I finally stole the show from Renee Albert for a minute. I was the talk of the bus. Annette wasn't on board. It turned out she was late because of an orthopedist appointment. So I sat next to Renee. She looked at me in an awed kind of silence, usually only seen on 3-year-olds who are meeting Barney for the first time. Then she shook her head as if to clear it and spoke, "Wow, you must really love your brother." "Nah, I just really hate my hair." Okay, once in a rare while, I do come up with a decent line under pressure. When I got to school, word raced around the building, and I was like king of the island for a day. A couple of my friends thought I was nuts, but everyone else, especially girls and female teachers, thought I was, so sweet. I was pretty pleased with the outcome overall, although I did have a complaint. The top of my head was freezing.